Memorial Service, H.L. Mencken. It can't be said of Henry Louis Mencken, 1880 to 1956, that he bid adieu to faith with any reluctance. He seems to have been born with a contempt for it, which was vividly expressed in his early work on Friedrich Nietzsche. Tempted too much by eugenics and social Darwinism again, Mencken nonetheless did invaluable work against the biblical fundamentalists and other fanatics who tried to ban both alcohol and the teaching of evolution, and his accounts of the famous Scopes monkey trial in Tennessee in 1925 have deservedly become classics of reporting. Here he trains his lynx-like eye on ancient gods and delivers a funeral oration much less regretful than Thomas Hardy's. Where is the graveyard of dead gods? What lingering mourner waters their mounds? There was a day when Jupiter was the king of the gods, and any man who doubted his puissance was ipso facto a barbarian and an ignoramus. But where in all the world is there a man who worships Jupiter today? And what of Huitzilopochtli? In 1 year, and it is no more than 500 years ago, 50,000 youths and maidens were slain in sacrifice to him. Today, if he is remembered at all, it is only as some vagrant savage in the depths of the Mexican forest. Huitzilopochtli, like many other gods, had no human father. His mother was a virtuous widow. He was born of an apparently innocent flirtation that she carried on with the sun. When he frowned, his father, the sun, stood still. When he roared with rage, earthquakes engulfed whole cities. When he thirsted, he was watered with 10,000 gallons of human blood. But today, Huitzilopochtli is as magnificently forgotten as Alien G. Thurman. Once the peer of Allah, Buddha, and Wotan, he is now the peer of General Coxey, Richmond P. Hobson, Nan Patterson, Alton B. Parker, Adelina Patti, General Whaler, and Tom Sharkey. Speaking of Huitzilopochtli, recalls his brother, Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca was almost as powerful. He consumed 25,000 virgins a year. Lead me to his tomb. I would weep and hang a couronne de perles. But who knows where it is? Or where the grave of Quetzalcoatl is? Or Tialoc, or Chalhuehueco, or Xewatecuahtl, or Setayote, that sweet one, or Osoltejo, the goddess of love, or Mictlan, or Ixchetun, or Omacatl, or Yaquetecuatl, or Mixcoatl, or Chipe, or all the host of Tse-e-tse-e-me-e-ts-is. Where are their bones? Where is the willow on which they hung their harps? In what forlorn and unheard-of hell do they await the resurrection morn? Who enjoys their residuary estates? Or that of Dis, whom Caesar found to be the chief god of the Celts, or that of Tarves, the bull, or that of Mocos, the pig, or that of Epona, the mare, or that of Mulo, the celestial jackass. There was a time when the Irish revered all these gods as violently as they now hate the English. But today, even the drunkest Irishman laughs at them. But they have company in oblivion. The hell of dead gods is as crowded as the Presbyterian hell for babies. Damona is there, and Isus, and Drinometan, and Silvana, and Devones, and Adsoluta, and Diva, and Belisima, and Axona, and Vientius, and Taranius, and Sulis, and Corsidius, and Admerius, and Domatius, and Caletus, and Mocus, and Olovidius, and Albiorix, and Lucitius, and Vitucadris, and Ogmius, and Uxellimus, and Borvo, and Cranus, and Morgons, all mighty gods in their day, worshipped by millions, full of demands and impositions, able to bind and loose all gods of the first class, not dilettante. Men laboured for generations to build vast temples to them, temples with stones as large as hay wagons. The business of interpreting their whims occupied thousands of priests, wizards, archdeacons, evangelists, haruspices, bishops, archbishops. To doubt them was to die, usually at the stake. Armies took to the field to defend them against infidels. Villages were burned. Women and children were butchered. Cattle were driven off. Yet in the end, they all withered and died. And today there is none so poor to do them reverence. Worse, the very tombs in which they lie are lost, and so even a respectful stranger is debarred from paying them the slightest and politest homage. What has become of Sutekh, once the high god of the whole Nile Valley? What has become of Reshep, Baal, Anath, Astarte, Ashtoreth, Hadad, El, Adu, Nergal, Shalem, Nebo, Dagon, Ninib, Sharab, Melech, Yau, Azsija, Amon-Re, Isis, Osiris, Tah, Sebek, Anubis, Molech. All these were once gods of the highest eminence. Many of them are mentioned with fear and trembling in the Old Testament. They ranked 5 or 6 thousand years ago with Yahweh himself. The worst of them stood far higher than Thor. Yet they have all gone down the chute, and with them the following: Bile, Gwydion, Lair, Manawydian, Arunrod, Nueda Agetlam, Morigu, Tag, Govanan, Goibinu, Gunfled, Odin, Sok Mimi, Chlor Gifes, Memetona, Chlu, Dagda, Ogma, Keridwen, Mider, Huil, Rigantona, Ogrivan, Marzin, Dia Dia, Mars, Seros, Jupiter, Vaticanus, Cunina, Adulia, Potina, Adiona, Statilinus, Iuna Lucina, Diana of Ephesus, Saturn, Robigus, Furina, Pluto, Vedivis, Ops, Consus, Meditrina, Cronos, Vesta, Enki, Tilmon, Engura, Zerpanitu, Belus, Merodach, Dimer, Uki, Mu'uli, Duake, Ubagisi, Gason Absu, Ubilulu, Elum, Gason Lil, Utindirki, Udima Ankia, Maduk, Enurestu, Ninlilla, Usabsi, Nin, Umersi, Persephone, Tammuz, Ishtar, Venus, Lagas, Bau, Uurigal, Mulu Hursang, Sertumu, Anu, Beltis, Nerig, Nusku, Nebu, Nidzu, Samas, Sahi, Mabanba, Anna, Enmersi, Allatu, Amaru, Sin, Asur, Abiladu, Aku, Apsu, Beltu, Dagan, Dumuzi Absiu, Elai, Kuskibanda, Izum, Kawanu, Mami, Nin Azu, Nin Man, Lugal Amarada, Zaraku, Kwaradu, Sukwamunu, Uragala, Zagaga, Ureas. You may think I spoof, that I invent the names. I do not. Ask the rector to lend you any good treatise on comparative religion. You will find them all listed. They were gods of the highest standing and dignity, gods of civilized peoples, worshipped and believed in by millions. All were theoretically omnipotent, omniscient, and immortal. And all are dead.